The following shiur has been presented by Rav Daniel Dombrov, Dayan at the Beis Havad, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
This week, Parshas Shemini. We have at the end of the parsha, the pasuk says, "V'chiyuta and mayim al zera, inafal minuvlasam alav tamehu lachem." That if water is put upon grain, and then a nevela or something tameh will touch it, it's considered tameh. And there's a lengthy discussion in the various sugyas about the fact that something is only able to be kabel tuma after it has come in contact with a mashke. We'll discuss what a mashke is in a little bit. And it has to be put there with the person's awareness. He has to put it there midas. At that point, the item is rather kabel tuma. We have an interesting chiddush that comes out from Mishnayos in Maseches Uktzin that not only the actual edible part of the fruit is where a hechsher will help, but even the shomer, like the peel, for example, or the yad, something which enables you to hold it, for example, the stem, would also be able to be machshir, the item to mekabel tumah. What I want to discuss today is the halachas that as far as one handling or for the purpose of eating fruits or vegetables that are wet, and it goes beyond just the inyan of hechsher, but we'll also deal with a few other areas of Kabbalah's tumah. So there's a halacha brought down in Aruch Chaim Siman Kufnun Ches, where we have a peri, I believe Sefhei, where we have a peri, fruit, vegetable, where it's wet from one of the Zayin Mashkin, and the Zayin Mashkin are, the acronym for it is Yad Shach Adam, which stands for Yayin Dvash, which is bee honey, shemen, Ches, chalav, milk. Tes is tal, dew. And dam is dam, blood, or mem, mayim. So those seven mashkim, if they are on this peri, so then one has to wash netilas edayim before eating this peri. The reasoning is, so we know the halacha is true that one has to wash before eating bread. Now there it doesn't make a difference if it's wet or not. And let's just give a little bit of background over here to clarify that when it comes to bread, the one of the reasons at least is because truma generally is from dagon, tirsh, v'yitzar, is from grains, and therefore truma is more sensitive when it comes to kabbalas tuma. And the problem is like this. Let's clarify. The problem is that a person's hands, midrabanon, are always considered tummy. Why? Because yadayim askanias, your hands are constantly moving around, often not 100% with the awareness of the person. And therefore, Chazal gave the hands a din tumah. Now, a lower level of tumah, mind you, which is a shemi l'tumah, and we have a source of tumah is an av. For example, let's say a sheret or a nevela is the source of the tumah, is called an av. And then we have a mekabel, someone who's mekabel tumah is a rishon, and then someone who's mekabel tumah from that is a shemi. So it's a lower level of tumah, but yadayim, a person's hands have a din of a shemi. And therefore, for bread, since truma, like we said, is more sensitive, and truma could even become a shlishi, If a sheni will touch truma, the truma will be tamei the level of the shlishi. Therefore, we have an issue. Therefore we made a takana of netilas yadayim to wash before we eat any bread. And the reason being, because srach truma, because since truma, if it would be truma, it would be a problem. We want to preserve the shmira of truma, and therefore we said, in all situations, wash your hands, and the netilas yadayim helps to get rid of that tumah, the shein of the tumah, and then you can go ahead and eat your bread and touch it without it being an issue. So that was only on bread. On peiros, doesn't have that halacha. We don't look at that as the ikur form of truma. I could say there's a shayla b'chal, if there's truma deraisa on peiros, we're not going to go into that right now. But there's another issue, and that is when the peiros are wet, there's another halacha, which is that a mashke, a liquid, like the liquids, the seven liquids we mentioned, there's a halacha that even if a sheni, like the hands, will touch it, the mashke will actually go up a level and become a rishon. It will actually go up in tuma, which seems very strange, and it's based on a gzera unto mashke dezav. Don't want to go into right now the details of it, but basically, because of other liquids that are emitted from a zav or someone with that type of tuma, which do have a din, which have a din tuma on them. And therefore, we said all mashkin that come in contact with, even a sheni, will be upgraded to be a rishon because of this gzera, like I said, which we're not going to elaborate on beyond that right now. And what will happen then is now that the mashkin is a rishon, it will make the peiri that it's touching a sheni. So again, one would wash his hands to get rid of the sheni and then go ahead and he could eat the fruit. Now, based on what we said earlier, this is nogei, if the person will, let's say, dry off the fruit, and now it's dry, but let's say the stem, for example, may still be wet. So that's also going to present a problem, because the water on the stem will become a rishon, and the stem, we said, is a yad, and the water can, through the stem, make the whole fruit tamei. So if one's going to dry it off, he has to be careful to dry off the stem as well. In other words, to be clearer, one could avoid this din netilas yadayim by drying it off completely and taking away the water. But if he's going to go that route and not do the netilas yadayim, he has to make sure that even the stem would also be dry. Now the Mishnah Berurah does point out that the minhag seems to be that people don't wash. And he brings some sources to support that. But at the end of the day, he's not very happy with it, and he says one should be washing. But he throws in another thing, another interesting thing, which we're going to talk about, which is that if he says, if the food is smaller than a kezias, that would then, in that situation, one would not need to wash. Now, what's going on here? So, earlier in the Siman, Kuf Nun Ches, Sif Gimel, over there brings a Yesh Ermin that if, let's say by bread, it's less than a shear of a kibetza, you don't have to wash. So not that you don't have to wash, but we wash without making a bracha. Some say wash without making a bracha, it's a shayla. What's the reasoning for that? The reasoning is, because according to many Rishonim, Rashi, Tosis, When a food is less than a kibetza, it's not makabel tumah. The whole issue that we're dealing here with is the issue that the bread, which kind of represents truma, obviously it's not truma, but we're treating it as if it was truma in order to make sure no one ever ends up eating bread of truma, obviously only a kohen, and causing it to become tamei. So we're treating it as if it's truma, and we say it would be makabel tumah from the hands. But the only thing that can be kabel tumah is only when it's the size of a kibetza. And therefore, if it's less than a kibetza, wouldn't be a problem. Now, we don't go with this completely. But we do say, yeshem, don't make a bracha in that situation. I believe the Chazon Ish says if one is washing and eating less than the kibbutz, it's too difficult to eat the kibbutz. Then there's makom to be makel to make the bracha. Okay, and then the next sieve brings, now there is a shita's Rambam, by the way, we'll mention that the Rambam holds that it is makabel tumah less than a kibbutz, even a mashu, but it looks like halacha, we don't really go with that shita. And then it goes on to the next halacha, which is less than a kizayis, some say you don't even have to wash it all, because even if we're not gonna, let's say we'll say like a little bit of a late plug, and say less than a kibbutz, even though it's not makabel tumah, but we still have the halacha of washing, but when it's less than gezayis, there's bechal not really an achila. There, yeshem, you don't have to wash at all. So based on that, the Mishnah Berurah says that that by peiros, which is already a shayla bechal, if you have to wash, so b'makom where it's less than a gezayis, we're going to be mekel not to wash. However, in the second, this is in the original Mishnah Berurah that the Chafetz Chaim printed. In his next edition, he adds there a little footnote in the bottom where he says once that he has a big problem with this. Because where does this really, when does this come up practically, this halacha of washing? So really, the chadchilo we're saying always it should be nogei. Every time a person's eating a wet vegetable, he should always be washing, Mr. Brewer's opinion is. But one time, so nonetheless we're finding many people are not washing, the Mishnah Berurah is very unhappy that people are not washing. But one time when everyone is washing is Pesach night. In Pesach night, there we have Urchatz, because we have the vegetable dipped in the salt water. Right, we have Pesach coming up, so we have the vegetable dipped in the salt water. So there we have this problem of a liquid on the vegetable, and therefore that's why we have Urchatz, to get rid of the tumah of the adayim. And like I said, that's where everyone at least is, there are some homes that the minhag is only the balabais washes, going with the opinion that you don't really have to wash for davar shetibul v'mashka, something wet. But many people, the whole family will wash. Now the question is, says the Chavetz Chaim, that the Torah tells us that one should eat less than a kizayis. Why? Because we don't want to have a shayla of a bracha achrayna. Because we want to use the hadama to pater the maror. It's the shayla if the maror that we're going to eat later needs a bracha hadama. So the etzah is to have in mind by the karpas, the maror. Now if you're going to have a kezayis, then you get into a shayla already, you have to make a bar nefashas. Therefore, the solution is eat less than a kezayis. And that's what the Torah is advising us. So, Chavetz Chaim is pointing out, one moment. Hey, if we're eating less than a kezayis, so then there's no netilas adayim, we lost our whole urchatz. So, what's going on? This is a big problem. And, this is a Chavetz Chaim says that even though I really feel that less than a kezayis, we should be meikel, because even by bread, there's yeshoimrim not to wash. But he says that lamaisa, he sees from the tour, not this way, and therefore, butla daiti, me daiti harachava. I'm gonna be mevatel my das to the tour. Then, we have a third, okay, so that's, he looks like he's falling off, but then he has a third, in the third edition of Mishnah Berurah, he actually comes back to it and he says, ayin bir halacha, later on, over there by Karpas. Over there in the Bir Halacha, he says that Lamaisa later on he found this Rashbates. He brings it to Das Rambam, is that you do need a kezayis by Karpas. And like this, it's not like the Torah, and it was like that Chita would explain why you need a netila by Urchatz. And we could perhaps say that normally by less than a kezayis you don't need to wash. It gets a little tricky because we're really passing Halacha like the Rashbates. Not so clear, and the Maisi comes out Tarachin Ladina. Just add one more point here, which is that there's another element that has to be addressed when it comes to Karpas, Binogei at this point, and that is that it's only if you're using your hands to eat the vegetable, then we have the problem that your hands are the sheni and makes the liquid rishon, and then there's matame the vegetable, because it makes it into the rishon makes it into a sheni, even by chulin. We left that out before, that when you touch the liquid it becomes a rishon. We mentioned the rishon could make a sheni by chulin. The issue is that a karpas is generally, a lot of people use a potato, so even though something which you would eat with your hands, even if you use a utensil, we'll still say leplug, but something which is a derech is to eat with a utensil, a fork, you would not have a chiv metil sedayim. And therefore, a potato, generally people don't eat with their hands, they usually eat it with a fork. And I saw some place in Taka say one, I think I saw maybe from Ramesh Sternbach, that he says that one should, by karpas, use his hands. He should eat take the potato with his hands, this way that the urchas is real. However, I saw brought down from the Mekrei Kodesh, that he says that, and this is a whole nother angle on urchas, that urchas is really for a hecker, for the children that were being mishane, and we're doing things a little different, and those people have the minog that only the Baal Bayis washes, which perhaps the Mishnah Berurah would not like this because he holds that there is a chiv to wash, but those people who are kilu being noyig not to wash during the year, and only the Baal Bayis is washing by the Seder, they're obviously making a statement that they're paskening like those shitas that you don't have a chiv to wash, which the Magen Avraham brings this tzad, and they're going with that shita that you don't have to wash. And the whole din that they're washing here is only as a zecher and a heker by the Seder. So that being the case, so anyways, we're doing it just as a heker. So we could accept, so once we're saying that anyways, just a heker because you're eating it with a fork and it's a derech with a fork. So for the same price, we could say that even though it's less than a kezias, and therefore wouldn't have the chiv netila, but nonetheless, we're doing it as a heker, and that's why we're washing. One last thing just to add with this whole discussion, which is that this that we're saying, that only a kibetza gets a bracha, or only kezias gets a chiv netila, so what about when we're eating something which is, we're eating a large amount, but it's cut up into smaller pieces. The pieces themselves are less than the shear. So with the reasoning of kibetza, yesh ladin tuva, if there's going to be a shear lekabel tuma, each piece is separate and there's no shear lekabel tuma, and you're handling that piece. But with the shear kezias there, it would seem the shayla is, in achila, am I eating a shear of achila? And then, even if it's going to be in separate pieces, it would seem that it would be qualified for a shear achila, which is what we're using as our standard for netil sadayim, even by peiros, that the Mishnah Berurah says, once you're eating more than a kezias, you'd have to wash. Then it would be even when it's in separate pieces, that you would wash if you're having kezias. Kibetza, misvaro, I would think would be totally in the size of the piece. Nonetheless, I did not see anything mefurish, and we'll leave off with that somewhat of a lack of clarity, is that shir kibetza that we said that one should have in order to be vadim chayiv in the bracha. Does it have to be one large piece, which would be misvara, something that's able to mekabel tuma, or could it be even in separate pieces?
Subsequently, I found that the Shulchan Aruch Harav raises this question about the kibetza, and he says clearly that even if you're eating it in small pieces, it will have the din of kibetza's benogeya, that there will be a vadei to wash and make a bracha, and hard to understand exactly what the svara is, and who had in the other way, if you have a large piece the size of kibetza and you're eating less than a kibetza, would not have the din to make a bracha. So that seems that was the gedder, how Chazal masakin it, but that's what he says very clearly. Additionally, in the general idea of something to, which is dipped in a mashka, which the Mishnah Berurah is extremely strong, that one does have to wash Medina. He says, he, like we said earlier, with the kezayis, pachos mekezayis, in the Mishnah Berurah he brings to be mekel, then he has his footnote there, the back and forth that we discussed. Chachmas Adam says it for Yari Shemayim should be makpid, and the Rav Shulchan Aruch also has a similar idea of that's the right thing to do. The Aruch HaShulchan, on the other hand, presents another side over here to the, and we'll just mention it briefly, that the whole chiyuv to wash by bread, we had said it was al tzisrach truma, because truma is usually going to come in the form of bread, and truma, the hand which are a sheni, could make a shlishi latuma when it comes to truma, as opposed to non-truma can only go to a sheni, and therefore hands which are midrabanan a sheni will not affect them, other than when they're wet. But and when they're wet, then the mashka, and it could be makabel tumah, becomes a rishon actually, and will make the food a sheni, and that's why we would wash on something which is dipped into a mashka, something which is wet with the mashka, even when it's not bread. However, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that there's another reason why they made the takana of washing by bread, which is al tzviskadashtem, an inyan of kedusha and nikius, and that's by your ikar suda, there's an inyan of this kedusha and nikius to wash first, and even if the derech is the derech tahara, but it's an inyan of, it's a separate inyan from the inyan of strictly tumah v'tahara, but rather it's an inyan of kedusha and nikius. And that reason wouldn't apply at all when it comes to the inyan of tibul b'mashke. And therefore he uses that as a limutzchus, or sort of is validating the minug, that because we have those two reasons, and therefore there's this tzad. Again, it's discussion in the Pariskim, but he's bringing up this tzad as perhaps the basis for this minug, which the Mishnah Berurah is very against. And so that is Aruch HaShulchan does seem to be validating the minug. Like we said, the Mishnah Berurah is pretty emphatic about yes washing, and the others seem to say it's the right thing to do. And and again, one always has the option of drying it off. Should they not want to wash, that would be a solution, which would be just to dry it off. And then there would be no chiyuv netila.
The Beis Chabad on the Parsha series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultations, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.